There are hundreds of miles of bicycle trails in our region. There are trails for road cyclists and mountain bikers, and thousands of miles of gravel roads for cyclists who prefer to ride that. Now, all of those are being pulled together to create a 1,400-mile bike touring route through parts of Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about how the project was sparked by an adventure on another route.
We were in shorts for a lot of it, and then the weather changed that night. We had sleet coming in.
From 60 degrees and sunny to below freezing, Allie Corlett says she and her group of seven others experienced it all in a matter of 3 days this February, while biking 140 miles of the planned 1,400-mile bike touring route through the high country of Arkansas.
We started in Bentonville. From there, we got into Missouri just a little bit, went up into Seligman, and we got, you know, our lunch there, and that was good to have a nice stop. And then worked our way into Beaver, near Eureka, Beavertown, and stayed in Eureka for the night at this really sweet lodge up a giant mountain.
That's when the temperature dropped and the sleet moved in.
We had to break our route, had to abandon the adventure cycling route for survival reasons.
So instead of riding from Eureka Springs to Red Star in the Ozark National Forest, Corlett says the group changed their plan and rode to Huntsville, where friends provided shelter, a fire, and chili.
And by the time we got to Huntsville on Saturday evening, we were covered in ice, so you'd move and you'd hear yourself crunch.
But Corlett says the hardest part of the trip wasn't over yet. On Sunday, the group set out for Fayetteville when they hit a gravel road in Madison County that had frozen over. They had to get off their bikes and hike to the top of a hill. Here's an audio clip from a video taken by one of Corlett's fellow riders.
All right, so we've been doing pretty good. We ended up with a patch of pure ice on a gravel hill, which we thought we were good. And we've got a little bit of ice. It's hard to walk, so we'll report back later. Oh, there's Scott, who is an awesome bike handler.
It's slick, guys. It's no joke.
I don't know. It may take us a little longer to get to Fayetteville than we had planned.
Corlett says that's just part of bike touring. There's a plan, but that plan can change quickly and unexpectedly.
You know, they were on maps the night before, seeing what we were going to do and coming up with alternatives just in case, which is awesome to be on a ride with experienced people.
One of those experienced people is Chuck Campbell, who's the reason Corlett and the others were out on the bike tour in the first place.
I went and had an epic failure on the Tour Divide a few years back.
The Tour Divide is a self-supported race that starts in Banff, Canada, and travels the length of the Rocky Mountains to the Mexican border. That's 2,745 miles on a bicycle. Campbell, who calls Russellville home, says he pulled out of the race after several mechanical issues cropped up one after the other.
Finally, I broke a derailleur hanger close to Kremlin, Colorado, and I was just done. I mean, mentally, it was tearing me up. It's hard enough if your bike's holding together.
He may not have finished the Tour Divide, but Campbell says the race introduced him to the Adventure Cycling Association. The nonprofit took 4 years to map the Great Divide mountain bike route, which is what racers followed during the Tour Divide. And Campbell says that's when he realized adventure cycling doesn't have any bike touring routes in Arkansas.
Maybe 2 weeks later, I called Adventure Cycling and said, "Hey, where's the love?" And they laughed. I couldn't believe it. I got patched right over to the development people, and they said, "Well, yeah, you're right. It's a shame Arkansas doesn't have anything, but do you have something in mind?" And I said, "Yeah." And so I just laid it out there and told them what I had in mind, and they said, "Well, get a state highway map, mark it out, send it to us." So I did.
Several months and a $100,000 grant from the Walton Family Foundation later, Campbell says he's mapping what he's dubbed the Arkansas High Country Route.
So we're looking at the Ozarks and the River Valley and the Washitas, and my hope is that someday we might be able to talk them into doing a Arkansas low country route and do the Delta.
Campbell says Adventure Cycling provided the equipment, which includes a small GPS unit.
Oh gosh, it's about a quarter of the size of a regular cell phone, just a little bitty thing with a button on the side. And it's gathering GPS data whenever it's turned on.
Whenever he gets to an intersection or a point of interest, which can range from a gas station store to a campground, Campbell says he does a voice recording and takes several photos of the area.
Then I have to give them a description and say, at this intersection, turn right. There is a sign that says Mulberry Baptist Church. Follow that sign to the right. And this is County Road 72 or whatever.
Campbell says while he's done several trips on the route by bike, he's been driving most of it to gather the data quickly so he can hand it over to the cartographers at Adventure Cycling. Right now, the nonprofit is in the process of redoing the map for the Great Divide mountain bike route. But as soon as that project is done, they'll start going through the data Campbell has compiled so far. He says the route through Arkansas will be made up of three different surfaces.
We're going to have more pavement than I want to have, but Lord, that's the way every county judge gets reelected in Arkansas, I think, is, you know, paving somebody's road. Even since I've gone out and gathered data, I've gone back to some of these gravel roads and they've been paved.
Campbell says the route will be about 40% pavement, 55% gravel, and 5% will be through urban centers on the Razorback Greenway, for example. The route will also take travelers to optional mountain biking trails in the Ozark National Forest and the Washita Mountains. Allie Corlett says she plans to ride the full loop once Adventure Cycling finishes mapping it. If she were to ride 40 miles a day, it would take her about a month to finish it.
I don't know when. It might be a couple of years from now, but it'd be great to be able to bike pack in my native state.
Once Adventure Cycling maps the route, for a fee, riders will be able to get a printed map on plastic paper, digital data for various devices, and access to all the information on a smartphone app. So what drives Corlett and others like her to ride a bike for hundreds of miles through what feels like several different seasons in a few days?
Just being one with your bike and knowing that you have everything you need for the next few days just with you.
And Corlett says overcoming the physical challenges of long-distance biking leaves her with a certain kind of satisfaction.
Well, it's really fun to push myself and just know that I can do that.
As for Chuck Campbell, he sums up his motivation to map Arkansas for those like Corlett this way.
I guess it's just to show the world what we got and get them to come and visit.
And he's not done with the Tour Divide. Campbell is planning to go back, and this time, he says he'll finish it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
Besides the trip in January, Campbell says he's done two other trips and is planning to do a fourth next month. And he will spend the summer traveling with his GPS unit to gather the rest of the data. According to Adventure Cycling, the Arkansas route maps could be done as early as next spring. Oh, and Campbell says they're already planning to do a self-supported race on the route once those maps are done.
Support for 91.3 comes from Flora, a Northwest Arkansas floral design studio, offering artistic and seasonal blooms for holidays, weddings, parties, and floral gifts. Located one block off the Fayetteville downtown square at 7 East Mountain Street, 442-7010 or floranwa.com for more. Walton Arts Center, in conjunction with Fayetteville Roots Festival, welcomes I'm With Her Tuesday, April 17th. This female roots trio, Sarah Watkins, Sarah Jarose, and Eva O'Donovan, offer a blend of instrumental interplay combined with three parts harmonies. Special guest, Smokey in the Mirror, waltonartscenter.org, or 443-5600 for tickets.
It's about 16 and a half minutes after 12. Later today on Ozarks at Large, Arkansas beer, Arkansas bluegrass, Arkansas artisans, and some bingo. Put it all together, and you have the third annual Arkansas Brewgrass Festival. Oh, and add something else.
And then something that was a personal need of mine for Brewgrass is we're building the corn box again. This is all the traditions of a large sandbox, except you fill it with seed corn.
Whimsy at the Brewgrass Festival later this month, and the story ahead on today's Ozarks at Large. Tonight, a subject without whimsy will be discussed as part of the latest Science Cafe from the University of Arkansas. Fake news, how do we know what's what, will begin at 6:30 tonight at Powerhouse Restaurant in Fayetteville. University of Arkansas professors Pearl Dow, Larry Foley, and Chris Gehring will form the panel. You may have heard Chris Gehring talking to Antoinette Grajeda about this very topic earlier this spring on Ozarks at Large. Science Cafe is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Chapter of Sigma Chi Research Society, the Arkansas Chemical Society, and the Arkansas Biosciences Institute. The event tonight is free and open to the public.